Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we do the last hadith under the chapter on anger when the laws of Allah Ta'ala are violated and helping the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Anasin radiallahu anhu, anna nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ra'a nukhamatin fil qibla. Fashakka thalika alayhi hatta ru'ya fi wajhihi. Faqama fahakkahu biyadihi. فقال إن أحدكم إذا قام في صلاته فإنه يناجي ربه وإن ربه بينه وبين القبلة فلا يبزقن أحدكم قبل القبلة ولكن عن يساره أو تحت قدمه ثم أخذ طرف ردائه فبصق فيه ثم رد بعضه على بعض فقال أو يفعل هكذا متفق عليه. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam noticed some phlegm, he noticed some spit in the direction of Qibla. It displeased him to such an extent that it was noticeable on his face. In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam got upset for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody had spat in the direction of Qibla. Now what we learn from here is that the Qibla, the direction that we face in Salat, is something that needs to be respected. Why it needs to be respected? This is the direction that we converse, we talk, we speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, showing that extra respect to the direction also of Qibla. In which way we are facing Kaaba Sharif. That direction also needs to be shown respect. Therefore, when we go to the toilet, we don't face Qibla. Either with our back or with our front. Therefore, our toilets are built in such a way that it does not face Qibla. So like that, a person has to be careful with regards to stretching his legs. Not to say that it's impermissible or not permissible, but out of extra etiquette, this is the direction of Qibla. I should be a little bit more careful in which way I stretch my legs. Anything that a person is doing that may be dirty, a person should not be facing Qibla. He should be extra careful about this. So yes, spit was spat onto the Qibla wall, in the direction of the Qibla. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was noticeably upset. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up and scraped it off with his Mubarak hands. With his own hands, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam scraped it off. One thing we learn from here, is there nothing below anybody's dignity to go and clean up some mess. If there is any mess, clean it up ourselves. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could do it, why should we feel it below our dignity? If at home or some other place, if we have to clean up some mess, yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cleaning up someone else's phlegm, someone else's spit with his own Mubarak hands. He then said, Rasulullah sallam first clean it up, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when any one of you stands up in salah, he is conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his sustainer, and his sustainer is between him and the Qibla. In other words, that this is the direction now that he is talking to his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should therefore not spit in the direction of the Qibla, but rather to his left or beneath his feet. Person is in salah. Now we know in those days that they were not carpets like how we have in the masjid nowadays, carpets. So they had sand in the bottom. If a person had to, if there was an urge to spit for whatever reason, then to his left, so long as no one is there, or he spits in beneath his feet, but he does not spit in the direction of the Qibla. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then took a corner of his cloth, his cloak that he was wearing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spat in it, and he folded it up. He then said, oh, this person should do this. In other words, like a handkerchief. Using the cloth like a handkerchief, spit into it, and then Rasulullah folded it up and said, like this, a person should do. Not just spit in the direction of the Qibla. See how much of refinement we are taught in our deen. The order to spit to the left under the feet applies when one is not in the masjid. In the masjid, one should only spit in his garment. So when a person is in the masjid, then he should be very careful, he should have like a handkerchief or a tissue or something like that, spit in it, but not spit in the masjid. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us. Out of the masjid, person has to spit to his left, spit or beneath his feet, spit to the bottom. Even to the right also, we are told not to spit. Look at the amount of refinement in Islam. Why not spit to the right? Because the malaika of the good are on the right hand side. A person will receive his book of deeds on the right hand side. So the right is also shown a little bit of extra respect. So therefore, ideally a person should spit on his left, spit down if he's outside the masjid and it's a sand area where it's not going to be inconvenience to anybody, otherwise spit in his cloth, especially in the masjid. On one occasion we did a hadith where a Bedouin had come into the masjid and he urinated in the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on that occasion, his face didn't change color. He didn't get upset. He explained to that person nicely. Here you're seeing spit in the direction of the Qibla and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is getting upset. There's another hadith wherein a person was the imam of his people and whilst performing the salah, he spat in the direction of the Qibla. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told those people that this man should not lead you in salah. He should not be your imam. The next time he was going forward to be the imam, the people said that we're not going to read salah behind you. So he asked why. He said because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us not to read salah behind you. So he was worried. He goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he asks Rasulullah, is this really the case? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, yes, you have caused takleef. You have caused discomfort, difficulty to Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by you spitting in the direction of Qibla. So here we see that how come Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when a person was urinating in the masjid, he didn't get upset. But when a person is spitting in the direction of Qibla, then Rasulullah sallallahu is telling the people that this man shouldn't lead you in salah. Why such a different reaction to two people? Yet outwardly it seems that the person that is urinating in the masjid is doing a much more severe crime than the person that is spitting in the direction of Qibla. Ulama explained a very, very beautiful principle. What principle it is? That person that came and urinated in the masjid, that person was a Bedouin. He was a villager. He had no knowledge of what he's doing. It wasn't expected of him to know that he cannot urinate. He saw sand outside, he saw sand inside. He drew a conclusion that it's okay to urinate outside, it's okay to urinate inside. He didn't know. He was a villager. So when a person does something not knowing, the consequences and the reaction also is much less to when a person is expected to know. He ought to have known. He's the imam of the community, he's the imam of his people, and yet he's spitting in the direction of the Qibla. Here one person ought to have known, he should have known, and being the leader of the community, being a person of knowledge, a person of ilm, he should be more knowledgeable and more careful, because you are now an example for the community, you are the leader, you are seen to be a person that is influencing the Muslims, influencing the people, therefore you have to be extra careful. So therefore Rasulullah was upset with that imam that spat in the direction of Qibla, but yet he was not upset with a Bedouin who did not know and urinated in the masjid. Look at the beauty of our Islam, the beauty of our deen, the beauty of the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore you find sometimes when a person who supposed to be knowing, supposed to be the leader of the community and deliberately does wrong, you'll find that senior alim sometimes will get very upset that why is this person doing this? He's supposed to be the leader of the community and yet he's doing it. We see it coming from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where he told this person who was the imam that you've caused takleef. Innaka adayta Allah wa Rasulah. You have hurt Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by your action. So therefore he teaches us that the more we are learning ourselves, the more we are getting educated, the more we are learning, the more we should be practicing, the more we should bring into amal. We can't say that we didn't know. Once we know, then it is time now for us to put it in action. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, give me first, give us all the tawfiq, putting into action whatever we learn. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.